It is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Just some of what we covered on today's Popek Popek Parliament. We spoke about a number of things, not least of which was a 5G rollout, which continues to be rather troubled or rather questioned, I should say. But we also talked about an exchange that happened about asking how the Keluarga Malaysia concept is actually going to be translated into policy and implementation. And we've been asking you for your thoughts essentially on both those fronts. What are you curious about, or what do you think of the 5G implementation so far? And also, when it comes to Keluarga Malaysia, it's been some months now of it being pushed as a theme, really, from the government. How do you see it translating? How do you feel about it? Have you warmed up to it? Do you like it? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to today on Twitter, where we're talking about what happens when people use an international platform to discuss issues that are hard to talk about at home, in their home country. And this is because two related hashtags are trending, namely Sajat and Jais. I don't think this requires a whole lot of explanation, but in case you're unfamiliar, Nur Sajat, the transgender cosmetics entrepreneur who was granted asylum in Australia after leaving Malaysia, just announced that she'll be going on the Ellen DeGeneres show next January. And that has prompted quite a lot of response. So you have people tweeting, a number of people actually tweeting in support and saying that they hope she'll be able to talk about the circumstances that led to her leaving Malaysia, the issues that were difficult for her to discuss here. You also, however, have others who are less supportive, I would say. And this is, of course, not the first time that high-profile people have used international platforms to talk about difficult issues relating to their countries, their own experiences. So we wanted to talk about that. I think some of the most famous whistleblowers who have left their homeland to be able to feel like, okay, now I feel safe to talk. I think two of the more familiar or more famous ones would, of course, be firstly, Edward Snowden, who disclosed numerous top secret documents from the National Security Agency in 2013. He flew to Russia. He was granted the right of asylum with an initial visa residence for 1 year that was extended. So essentially, he has been in Russia since. And from there, he has done a ton of interviews with the Guardian, with MSNBC, really just all over the place. And he even published a memoir titled Permanent Record in 2019. So that's one example. We've also seen, in a related sense, Julian Assange, who founded WikiLeaks, essentially also fleeing to, or taking refuge rather, in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He has a more complicated situation, of course. After his asylum was withdrawn because of a series of disputes with the authorities, he was arrested and found guilty and has been confined in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison in London since April 2019. So, in essence, wildly different stories, wildly different circumstances. But nevertheless, we have seen people in the past, I think, only feeling like they could talk about their experiences after they've left or after they know they've secured asylum elsewhere. And this, I think, falls very much in line with that, because this announcement of Nur Sajat going on the Ellen DeGeneres show has been widely reported, including on the BBC. So again, you know, we are seeing international platforms and us being talked about in a very specific way. And I think that whenever we see this happening, there's always, I say this a lot, but there is always a push and pull here, in which you see, on the one hand, people feeling free to comment. On the other hand, you also, of course, have others arguing that when it translates into an international interview, when you are being interviewed by someone who is perhaps less familiar with the circumstances or the specifics of your country or the things that led you to leave, you don't always get the most nuanced interview. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, that's going to be next January, so we'll see what comes of that. But we'd like to know, How do you feel about people using international platforms to highlight issues they felt they couldn't talk about in their home countries? This is in relation to Noor Sajat announcing that she'll be going on the Ellen DeGeneres show next year. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we have some music. Lenny Kravitz with Mr. Cab Driver, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:50 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We've been talking this hour about a number of different things. So on Popit Popit Parliament, we were discussing the ongoing questions around the 5G rollout in our country, as well as the Keluarga Malaysia plan and whether we're seeing enough translation into solid policies and implementation. We've been asking you about that. We also spoke about essentially Noor Sajat announcing that she'll be going on the Ellen DeGeneres show next January, which has prompted some discussion, some back and forth on Twitter. So we've been asking you how you feel about that as well. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we have Jimny weighing in on two fronts. So firstly, on the issue of Noor Sajat, Jimny says, it's quite sad to see comments that focus purely on the issue of sexuality. I think it's beyond that. It should be basic human rights that one can practice their religion or appearance freely. And yeah, I think Jimny, that is definitely one of the main arguments. And you reference, I think, the comments on social media, which I have to say in some instances are really quite vicious and quite dispiriting. So I definitely see where you're coming from. We also have Jimny weighing in on 5G, saying that if it's that cheap, then can we subscribe to DNB as a telco? Because if not, this is another layer of cost for telcos when they roll out 5G soon. And this issue of transparency and accountability for telcos or for the pricing in general is, again, that central stumbling block. So you raise a good question and a good point. And I don't know. I mean, as far as I can tell, the communications and multimedia minister has said that there is going to be a briefing session between DNB as well as MPs so that they will be able to actually communicate the details in parliament, or at least be able to have a more rounded argument about it. So once that happens, I think we might have a little bit of a better understanding about how this is going to be. Meanwhile, Sarah says, on Keluarga Malaysia, can we have tax breaks for companies that employ multiracial Malaysians at all levels? That is interesting. I don't know if that exists. I don't think it exists so explicitly. I wonder if it does in perhaps some other form. But I do think having some form of incentive, some form of encouragement would absolutely be very helpful. And I love the mention of at all levels, because I think that in general, when we talk about diversity and inclusivity, one of the things that we tend to see is that people hire that on an entry level basis. And then you don't necessarily get to see the same kinds of opportunities or growth once you're inside the organization. So looking at it at different points within the organization at different levels is definitely the way to go, because then you're going to be able to see, I think, a better sharing perhaps of ideas and the like. So keep those thoughts coming, whether it is about Keluarga Malaysia and how it could be implemented well, or whether it is about Noor Sajat's announcement that she'll be going on the Ellen DeGeneres show in January, which again has been trending quite a bit on Twitter. We'd like to hear from you. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just a look ahead now to what's going on Inside Story after the 6 o'clock news. We are going to be starting off by looking at a new survey which found that Penang seems to be a pretty happy place. Overall, generally speaking, 76.5% of residents identified as happy, and there are specific statistics that go along with that, whether people are happy with the with freedom and governance, whether they're happy with environmental sustainability efforts. Anyway, we wanted to take that survey as a jumping off point to look at what it could mean for the country, what it would mean if we actually took a happiness survey nationally and how that would translate to policymaking. We're also going to be finding out how much of our happiness and satisfaction is actually driven by external factors like our environment. So we'd like to hear from you as a Malaysian. How would you rate your own happiness right now? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.